This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update from NBC News. The US Supreme Court last Friday rejected a request made by an LGBTQ+ student group that was hoping to host a PG-13 drag show on the campus of West Texas A&M University over the objections of administrators. The court decision in a brief unsigned order means the group, Spectrum WT, likely will not be able to hold the event on March 22 at an open campus facility. JT Morris, a lawyer representing Spectrum WT, said the group will continue to protest the ban, with oral arguments coming up in the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals next month. The university's president, Walter Wendler, blocked a similar event last year and described drag shows as demoralizing. The LGBTQ+ group says its members' free speech rights under the Constitution's First Amendment have been violated. From Star Observer. For the first time, a Japanese high court has ruled that the country's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Last week, the Sapporo High Court found that living in accordance with one's gender identity and sexual orientation is an inalienable right rooted in the important person's interest. In a report by ABC, Sapporo High Court Judge Kayofumi Sayato said, "Disallowing marriage to same-sex couples is a discrimination that lacks rationality. Allowing same-sex marriage creates no disadvantage or harm to anyone." The High Court does not have the power to reverse Japan's ban on same-sex marriage. However, the court has called on Parliament to institutionalize an appropriate same-sex marriage law. From the BBC. Children will no longer routinely be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics, NHS England has confirmed. The decision comes after a review found that there was not enough evidence they are safe or effective. Puberty blockers, which pause the physical changes of puberty, will now only be available as part of research. It comes weeks before the independent review into gender identity services in England is due to be published. An interim report from the review, published in 2022 by Dr. Hilary Cass, had earlier found that there were gaps in evidence around the drugs and called for a transformation in the model of care for children with gender-related distress. The BBC understands that the new policy, confirmed last week, will not allow them to be prescribed routinely outside of a research trial, but that individual clinicians can still apply to have the drugs funded for patients on a case-by-case basis. Fewer than 100 young people in England are currently prescribed puberty blockers by the NHS. They will be able to continue their treatment. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. Aussie soccer player Josh Covello surprised his boyfriend with a marriage proposal on the very soccer pitch where he plays. The Adelaide United star got down on one knee with a jewel-encrusted ring in hand to propose to his now fiancé, Leighton Morrell. Covello praised his club for helping him pull off the special moment, which actually took place in January of this year. Taking to Instagram, Covello said, "You have provided a safe space in football, one that I never in my dreams thought could ever be possible, and encouraged me to live every day of my life authentically. It felt right to share this special moment on the pitch where it all started." Josh came out publicly in 2021, becoming a trailblazer in both soccer and Australian sports. Today, he is one of the few active publicly out gay professional soccer players. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.